everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state Farm Bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and proud to be a part of the 2019 Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. Be watching for and listening to coverage of the Oklahoma Youth Expo on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Powered by ITC, your energy superhighway.
Wide-ranging price swings swept around hog markets here today on Friday, with initial strong gains quickly being replaced by aggressive morning losses. This volatility leading to some strong market shifts in cattle trade. May corn futures about 0.75 cents higher. Stock markets were lower today in live trade. The Dow Jones 358 points lower. NASDAQ down 152 points. Over in live cattle today, narrow losses trickling back into the live cattle trade as buyers seem to be caught off guard by the sharp turnaround in the hog trade. The momentum of this shift has little impact on beef market fundamentals, but the entire livestock market has been so emotionally charged by the recent surge in hog trade that any break from this pattern will impact all livestock futures. Cash cattle interest slowly improving today, with live bids $126 per hundredweight seen in all areas. These bids are at the same price levels seen earlier in the week. Asking prices remain at $130 to $132 per hundredweight live and $210 dressed. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, mixed, 17 cents higher in select and down 15 cents per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 46 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, the aggressive turnaround in hog trade late today seemed to quickly spark selling pressure throughout all of cattle trade. Feeder cattle, which posted early triple-digit gains, now turning lower, with most contracts 50 cents to a dollar per hundredweight lower. And grains were mixed today, with corn trade flat to 2 cents higher, with trade working into the next level of resistance overnight before fading into the day session. Soybean trade was 5 to 6 cents lower, with trade remaining firmly range-bound between $9 and $9.10, and two-sided trade continuing. Meal was flat to a dollar lower, oil 30 to 40 points lower. Over in wheat, trade was flat to 3 cents higher today, with trade working slightly higher after the stronger midweek action and profit-taking heading towards the weekend. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.